Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourselves an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing children for the iniquity of parents to the third and fourth generations of those who reject me, but showing steadfast love to the thousandth generation of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, you, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns. For in the 6 days the Lord made the heaven, earth, and the sea, and all that is in them, but then rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. Honor your father and your mother. Do so that your days may be long in the land that your Lord God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or male or female slave, or ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. Word of the Lord, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. Making a whip of cords, he drove all of them out of the temple, both the sheep and the cattle. He also poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. He told those who were selling the doves, "Take these things out of here. Stop making my father's house a marketplace." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
John Stevens, who prepares a video series called Dollar Store Kids Sermons, reminds his viewers this week that godly praise speaks of the Ten Commandments as a better way. For those who are not familiar with godly play, it is a Montessori-based faith formation curriculum and teaching style. It's guided by questions that are asked. Godly play is practiced in many traditions, though I know it most often from Episcopal churches. In the worship planning material for this week, Sundays and Seasons speaks of the Ten Commandments being the third covenant between God and people for this Lenten season. it is important to remember that in the Hebrew Bible, a covenant is not so much a contract or a mutually agreed upon arrangement among equals as it is God saying, here is what I am going to do. It is a free gift. This is what I expect in return. It is important also to remember that God has just released the Israelites from bondage in Egypt. Egypt was a particularly burdensome experience. Work without rest, orders for the sons to be murdered for fear a leader rise up, meager rations, amplified expectation. With that great release in the Exodus, there is a huge question. What will people do with new freedom? As the people were working that out, the people were also demonstrating that they didn't follow directions well. Remember that bit about only collect the manna and quail that you need for this day? People could not follow those simple instructions. And following those instructions would mean that they trusted God to provide day by day. It stands to reason that people struggle to trust God. So out in the wilderness, God provides the commandments, or a better way. Indeed, for the Israelites, the Ten Commandments are not about what and how individuals are restricted. It's not about the prohibitions. Rather, the guidance is about and for the purpose of helping individuals live well in community. Martin Luther does a beautiful job with this in his small catechism. In his explanations, he notes the prohibitions and he includes encouragement. It becomes a great litany that comes with the refrain, But instead, use that very name in every time of need to call on, pray to, praise, and give thanks to God. The second commandment. But instead, keep that word holy and gladly hear and learn it. The third commandment. But instead, honor, serve, obey, love, and respect parents and others in authority, the fourth commandment. But instead, help and support them in all of life's needs, the fifth commandment. So that we lead pure and decent lives in word and deed, and each of us loves and honors his or her spouse, the sixth commandment. But instead, help them to improve and protect their property and income, the seventh commandment. Instead, we are to come to their defense, speak well of them, and interpret everything they do in the best possible light, the eighth commandment. But instead, be of help and service to them in keeping what is theirs, the ninth commandment. But instead, urge them to stay and fulfill their responsibilities to our neighbors, the tenth commandment. In other words, over and over again, the people of God are encouraged to pursue this better way that helps each and every one live into the freedom God so generously and graciously provides. Unfortunately, humanity, and maybe particularly humanity in the United States, has a tendency to uphold the individual over the community. There is a tendency to look out for self over and above other individual rights. In the story of the Israelites, and perhaps America, there is also a tendency to move toward rigid legalism. Often such legalism has its roots in a desire to live faithfully and even to assist others in living faithfully. Those who make pilgrimage to the temple may have trouble getting their sacrificial offerings there without blemish. So we'll help them by providing unblemished offerings for sale outside the temple. Buying sacrificial animals with Roman coin, which blasphemously touts the emperor to be God or a son of God, would be a sacrilege. So we'll help people live faithfully by providing money changers just outside the market for the sacrificial animals. The problem is that everyone needs to live and to make a little bit off the transaction. Worse, over time, the expectations, the demands get more and more oppressive. In John's gospel, Jesus starts his ministry by challenging the ways that living faithfully had become oppressive. Jesus is about restoring abundant life and the freedom that God desires for all people. Fixating on Jesus' anger or even his actions of upsetting the tables and driving the cattle and people out of that place misses the point. Some headlines might read that Jesus drove people out of the temple. He must not want people to worship. Instead, what Jesus is holding up is a better way. In this better way, the faithful seek to open space for freedom and life for those who are too often crushed by the legalistic expressions of faith. So as the church comes through this third Sunday in Lent, as this nation approaches a new stage in global pandemic, may all the faithful commend themselves yet again to living in the but instead and orient toward the better way of God's outrageous love.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.